right this time. Let's get the game started right. Let's send it down to Joe and Temper with tonight's play ball kid.
All right, we got Parker and Preston here. I think, Parker, you got a couple words for me, buddy? And Preston, here we go. What are those two words we need?
Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game 4 of 6, the six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Of course, your Visalia Rawhide are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's Jose Cabrera on the mound for the Rawhide. Tell you more about him throughout the night. Right now, let's go through the starting lineup, starting off with the visiting team, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Leading off at shortstop, number 16, Ryan Doncone. Batting second, the center fielder, number 9, Chris Newell. Batting third in left field, number 23, Kyle Nevin. In the cleanup spot, it's the designated hitter, number 8, Tyrone Lorenzo. Batting fifth behind the plate, number 44, Jesus Galiz. Batting sixth in right field, number 6, Nick Bittison. Batting 7th at 1st base, number 5, Dayton Dooney. Batting 8th for the Quakes at 3rd base, number 25, Kenneth Betancourt. And batting 9th at 2nd base, number 13, Jose Izarra. The starting pitcher for the Quakes is number 17, Peter Hubeck. But right now it is Jose Cabrera on the mound for the Rawhide. And here is their starting lineup on this Friday evening. The leadoff batter, the shortstop, number 15, Manuel Pena. Batting second, the center fielder, number 1, Drew Jones. Batting third at second base, Andrew Pintar. In the cleanup spot behind the plate, Christian Cerda, followed by Gavin Contasell, the third baseman. In left field, it's Daniel Torres. Batting seventh at first, Sergio Gutierrez. Batting eighth and right, Brett Johnson. And batting ninth is Juan Corniel. We are ready for first pitch. It is 6:29, a little bit early today, as that pitch just misses high, ball 1. To Ryan Doncone. There's a strike on the outside corner. One. Just misses outside, a ball 2. Doncone batting 289 as that pitch misses high. Beg your pardon, 269. He has 2 home runs, 3 RBI. And a beautiful day here in Visalia. And first pitch at 6:30, really 6:29, as that pitch is fouled off towards the Rawhide dugout on the first base side. And it is 70 degrees. Again, beautiful day here in Visalia. Probably have this kind of weather for maybe a month if we're lucky. The pitch, low in the dirt, ball 4. Cabrera walks Doncone to start off the top of the first inning. Now batting from the left is Chris Newell.
The center fielder, number 9, Chris Newell.
Catching for Cabrera today is Christian Cerda. Third baseman Gavin Contasello, and the shortstop is Manuel Pena. First pitch to Newell, misses high. Second baseman is Andrew Pintar, and at first base, Sergio Gutierrez. In the outfield from left to right, Daniel Torres, Drew Jones, and Brett Johnson. Swung on, slow ground ball. It is a foul ball as Gutierrez picks it up and fires to second, showing off that arm there, but they're saying it's a foul ball. And Gutierrez is saying that he disagrees with that. He thinks it was a fair ball. It looks like it was kind of funky. It did hop foul, and then Gutierrez picked it up in fair territory. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Count is now 1-2. A lot of sunlight still on the playing surface. That's going to be the case all summer long. Sun sets behind the first base grandstands here at Valley Strong Ballpark. So the left fielder and third baseman are the ones that are dealing with the most sun in their eyes. Last year it was the left fielder, but this year the third baseman is getting the brunt of it too, because We had a tree that fell down during the winter when we had those crazy storms in the Central Valley. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Newell goes down swinging on a breaking ball for the first out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by The Mill, located in downtown Visalia. Weekly specials including Family Night on Thursdays. The Mill. In Crest, we trust. One away. Runner on first is still Don Cohn, and now Kyle Nevin stepping to the plate. So again, there was a huge tree across the street, really here on North Gidding Street, as the pitch misses outside. And because of all the wind and rain, the storms that we had in Central Valley, that one collapsed onto the gate, actually, that is along the first base side, right along the sidewalk. The pitch just misses high. So right now we kind of have a makeshift gate, if you will. You have the normal wrought iron, and then the city gave us, I don't want to call it a picket fence. It's just a normal metal fence that you put up, the kind that can move fairly easily. The pitch misses outside. Ball three. But because of that tree being gone, the third baseman is going to have to deal with that just a little bit longer than normal. The 3-0. There's a strike at the knees. Nevin batting .262 on the season. That's the highest batting average on the team for the Quakes. Of course, it's only game 7 of 132 as that pitch just misses a little outside. Ball 4. That's 2 walks given up by Cabrera in this inning. And Tyrone Lorenzo bats from the left side.
Designated hitter number 8, Tyrone Lorenzo.
This is Cabrera's second appearance in the 2023 season. He took the loss in his first appearance. There's a strike, off-speed pitch. It was in Lake Elsinore. He threw 4 1/3 innings, giving up 3 hits, 2 earned runs while walking 2, and striking out 6. The pitch. Line towards right field. Johnson coming in. It'll land in front of him for a base hit. Everyone advances 90 feet, and the bases are full. That line drive looked like it was holding up a little bit. That's why the runner on second, Don Cohn, did not take off immediately. That's the first hit of the day for either team. And bases are full with one out. On third is Ryan Doncon. Second, Kyle Nevin. And on first, Tyrone Lorenzo. But first, we're going to have Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, come have a conversation with Cabrera and the entire infield. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Cabrera having to work out of a tough jam early on. Infield at double play depth. And Jesus Galiz at the plate, batting from the right. He has 2 RBI already on the season as the pitch misses low and out. So again, Cabrera did take the loss in his first appearance of the season, but he actually had a very impressive game for multiple reasons. The pitch, foul tipped. One of them being that, yes, he took the loss, 3 hits, 2 walks, 2 earned runs, but those 6 strikeouts were great, and he just looked really comfortable and dominant on the mound. He just had 1 bad inning where 2 runs scored. But on top of that, in that situation, it was day 2 of the season, and the Rawhide used a majority of their bullpen in game 1. There were only 3 available relievers to come in to pitch on the day that Cabrera started. The pitch misses low and outside. Count is now 2-1. And the fact that Cabrera was able to throw 4 1/3 innings meant that he saved the bullpen. A position player did not have to come in and pitch that early in the season. The pitch. One hopper to Contesello. He will tag third. The throw to first is in time, an inning-ending double play. Exactly what the doctor ordered. Contesello tags a third and throws to first. The Quakes strand the bases loaded. Still scoreless going into the bottom of the first. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base, a comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery.
Bottom of the first inning. Scoreless. Manuel Pena squares to bunt, pulls back. It is a ball. Pena, the shortstop, leading off for the Rawhide. On the mound is Peter Hubeck. Right-handed pitcher in the Dodgers organization. The pitch misses outside. Ball two. The Quakes threatened in the top of the first inning. One down, base is full, but Cabrera able to induce an inning-ending double play. It was a one-hopper to the third baseman, Contesello, who then threw to first base to end the inning. Last year, the Rawhide had a lot of double plays. They actually led all of minor league baseball with double plays. Here's the pitch. Check swing, misses outside, count is 3-1. Now the downside of having the most double plays is that means you had a lot of runners on bases as a pitching staff. The pitch misses low and inside, ball four, and Pena draws a leadoff walk. Both starting pitchers giving up a walk to start off the day. And here is Drew Jones batting from the right side. Pena is a threat to steal. He is 1-for-3 in stolen bases this season. Pitch to Jones. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It almost hits him, but the ball gets by the catcher. Pena takes a second. And I think John Shoemaker, the manager, is coming out to argue that he thinks that he made contact with it. I say he, even Drew Jones, fouled it off. Not sure. Looking at the replay, wow, that is tough to tell. It looked like it might have, but by the way that the ball didn't change directions, I don't think that it hit. Yeah, I think that was the right call. I don't think that it was a foul ball. So 1-0 count and runner in scoring position now. Didn't have to use an out to move him over. Now Drew Jones will be swinging away as he takes ball two outside. By the way, it is Jabril Jeter Abdullah behind home plate. And on the bases for the umpiring crew is Andrew Schrock. lined up the middle through into center field. Pena rounding third. Here's the throw home. It's cut off and the Rawhide lead 1-0. Drew Jones gets an RBI single, just his second hit of the season and his second RBI of the season as well. Hopefully they'll have the young center fielder feeling more comfortable here in Visalia. Rawhide lead 1-0. Just, I think it was two nights ago that Drew tweeted saying, I know I'm not hitting very well right now, but the Rawhide just had a win, and I'm really excited to be a part of this team. And I think that really shows class, obviously. He's so young, just 19, but the fact that he's able to also see the bigger picture. Yes, you're here to just improve and continue to get better and be able to be a major leaguer someday, but you're also a competitive athlete. You're here to win. He gets it. It's bigger than just him. The pitch misses inside. A huge lead from Jones. He gets back safely. That was dangerous. He took a hard two steps when the pitch was thrown, decided to come back to first base, and the catcher Galiz almost got him, but Jones able to dive back safely. You can see on the replay, I think that was the right call. Pintar at the plate. Takes a strike on the inside corner. One final thought on Drew Jones's tweet. He's also smart enough to know that hitting's going to come. He's very talented. His hitting is going to come as the pitch is fouled off, and that is a broken bat as the bat goes all the way into shallow left field. So Pintar will need a new bat. But again, I think it's just really smart and mature of Drew to know not to panic right now when he didn't have a great hot start to the season that he wanted. The hitting is going to come naturally when you are as talented as he is. All right, Rawhide lead 1-0. Bottom of the first inning. Andrew Pintar at the plate. Nobody out. And Jones, the runner on first. 1-2 to Pintar. Slow ground ball. Second baseman ranging. He flips, throws to second. No, he throws to first. And that is the first out of the inning. So we'll go through that one again. The second baseman, Izara, was shading up the middle just a little bit. And that hard ground ball hit by Pintar took him to his glove side towards first base. He spun around, and I thought he was going to throw to second. He cocked his arm back like he was. Then he elected to go to first base to get the sure out. One away, a runner in scoring position again. As the cleanup batter and the catcher, Christian Cerda, comes to the plate. He takes ball one inside. Deep fly ball to left field. Cerda watches it go. A two-run blast for the Rawhide. The first home run of the season for Visalia. 3-0, the Rawhide lead. Off the bat, Christian Cerda knew it. Took a few steps as he watched it go into the trees over the left field wall. Rawhide lead 3-0. Bottom of the first inning. Gavin Contesello at the plate. He's batting from the left. 1-0 count. Hubeck still on the mound. Tries to check his swing on a high pitch, but the home plate umpire, Jeter Abdullah, says he does go around. Pitch misses low. Strike low outside corner. Count is now 2-2. Two 2-2 to Contesello is waved at and missed. Strike three. He goes down for the second out of the inning. Two away, nobody on for the left fielder, Daniel Torres.
No belly for the high. Look under. Number 16, Daniel Torres.
First pitch swinging is the left fielder. 0-1 count. Hubeck delivers, and it's swung on and missed again. Hubeck, in his first appearance of the season, threw three scoreless innings for the Quakes. As that pitch comes high and in, Torres backs out of the way. Really leans out of the way is probably the better term to use. The pitch, low in the dirt, bounces in front of home plate. Count is now even at 2-2. Hubeck working so quickly, he does not need those 14 seconds on the pitch clock. Infield shading up the middle slightly, outfield to the right. 2-2. Ground ball, foul, third base side. Torres batting 125 on the year. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Hubeck strikes out Torres to end the inning, but not before the Rawhide score three, including the first Rawhide home run of the season. They lead by three going into the second, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
The Rawhide lead 3-0 as we go into the top of the second inning. Jose Cabrera back on the mound. And here comes Nick Bittison. He'll bat from the right side to lead off the inning. First pitch from Cabrera. Swung on the tapper in front of the mound. Cabrera picks it up. The throw to first in time to retire Bittison. One pitch, one out. Dayton Dooney, the first baseman, now coming to the plate.
Correction, first baseman, number five, Dayton Dooney.
Cabrera had to work out of a jam back in the first. Cabrera at the ready, but Dooney taking his time getting into the box. Now he's ready. Cabrera kicks. First pitch just misses low. Lights are on already here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The pitch. Strike on the inside corner. Still a lot of sunlight on the playing surface as well as in the sky. The pitch. Misses high. Count is 2-1. So again, in the first inning, Cabrera walked two batters and gave up a hit. There was one out with the bases loaded. The pitch is fouled off. and he induced an inning-ending double play hit by Galiz. It was a one-hopper to the third baseman, Contasello. Contasello touched third and threw a bullet to first base to end the inning and keep it scoreless. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Dooney goes down looking on a pitch. I just barely hit the outside corner. That is a strikeout number two on the day for Cabrera and the second out of the inning. As always, Rawhide strikeouts are brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria in Crust, we trust. First pitch to Betancourt misses high and inside, ball one. Tapped foul, third base side. 1-1 count. Cabrera nearing the 30-pitch mark. Pitch is fouled off into the netting behind home plate, a 1-2 count. The pitch, high and inside, ball two, two balls, two strikes. Infield shading just slightly to the left. No shift in the outfield. 2-2, lined right to the second baseman, Pintar, and that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Cabrera. Rawhide still lead by three going into the bottom of the second. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
This Sunday, celebrate everyone's favorite mascot, Timothy Bull.
Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Be on lookout for the Rawhide representative with your tickets.
Sergio Gutierrez leads it off for the Rawhide, batting from the left side. He's one of two switch hitters on the team. Other one is Juan Corniel, who is due up third in this inning. Gutierrez, the first baseman today. He swings and foul tips the first pitch. So, Gutierrez, his nickname is Goody. He told me before batting practice today, are you ready for the first Rawhide home run of the season to be hit today as that pitch misses outside? Now, of course, when he told me that, he was saying and insinuating that it was going to be him who hit the first home run for the Rawhide as that pitch is a called strike. Count is now 1-2. Now, we did have the first Rawhide home run of the season. It just wasn't hit by Gutierrez. It's been hit by Christian Cerda, and that's why the Rawhide lead 3-0. 1-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Gutierrez goes down swinging for the first out on the bottom of the second inning. One away, nobody on. Rawhide lead 3-0 as Brett Johnson steps to the plate. Johnson batting 273 on the season, and he is the right fielder this evening. Right versus left matchup. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a ball. The third baseman, Betancourt, playing really far back, and he's going to stay right there. He's not coming in on the bunt. The pitch misses outside. Ball two. Johnson, strike on the outside corner. Kubik, no wins or losses on the year. Only his second appearance. Again, his last outing, he threw three scoreless innings. The pitch misses outside ball three. In that appearance, he allowed just one hit while striking out a batter and walking three. The pitch, low, ball four. Speaking of walks, Johnson draws the second walk of the evening for the Rawhide. Runner on first, one away for the designated hitter, Juan Corniel. Just two nights ago, he was the hero for the Rawhide. He had the walk-off double for the Rawhide's first and only win so far of the season. It came in the bottom of the ninth inning. Pickoff attempt at first base. Johnson back safely diving. Johnson a threat to steal, although he doesn't have any stolen bases or attempts on the year. But he has a lot of speed. Waiting on the first pitch to Corniel. Here it is. He squares to bunt, offers, but does not make contact. Strike one. Infield shifting to the right and for a double play. 0-1 to Corniel. Bounces in the dirt, gets by the catcher. Johnson will take second on the wild pitch. That is the second wild pitch of the evening. I should specify the second wild pitch of the evening on Kubik. You can see on that replay if you're watching on Valley Sports or MILB TV, it bounced in Corniel's batter's box, the left-handed hitter's batter's box. Runner in scoring position, the 1-1. Same pitch, same location. Infield still shading to the right. The pitch lined into right center field, a base hit. Johnson being waved around third. Right fielder Bittison picks it up. The throw is cut off, and Johnson scores the fourth run of the game for the Rawhide. Corniel standing on first with his second RBI of the season. Rawhide lead 4-0 as the top of the order comes to the plate for the Rawhide.
At the point, shortstop, Manuel Peña.
And just like that, the Rawhide have three hits today. It's only the second inning. Yesterday, in nine innings, they only had three hits. Peña at the plate. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Rawhide lead 4-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Oh, 1, a strike. Peña in his first at bat walked. The pitch. Strike three on the inside corner. Peña goes down looking on three pitches for the second out of the inning. That's two strikeouts in this inning for Kubik and four on the evening. Now Drew Jones batting from the right side. In his last at bat, he had the RBI single that got things going for the Rawhide. Not only scoring the first, or rather driving in the first run, but it was the first hit of the day brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Jones takes ball one in the dirt. Not sure what pitch that is from Kubik, but there have been a number of pitches, at least three now, that go in that exact same spot in the left-handed batter's box. The pitch. Hard ground ball. Second baseman ranging. He throws to first, and that will end the inning. But the Rawhide attack on another run. They now lead 4-0 as we go into the third. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Tom Bowne, third inning. Now Bowne, second baseman, number 13, Jose Cabrera.
Rawhide lead 4-0 in the third. Jose Cabrera back on the mound for his third inning of work. He's thrown two scoreless innings thus far. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner to the number 9 batter, Jose Azara. Fouled off. Count is 0-2. Cabrera, this will be his 35th pitch of the evening. 0-2. Swung on and missed. It's in the dirt. Cerda recovers on the hop and throws to first. One away. Strikeout number 3 on the day for Cabrera. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria and Tap Room. The Planning Mill is a proud sponsor of Rawhide Baseball. Visit the Mill for award-winning artisan pizzas, farm fresh salads, gourmet sandwiches, and 21 craft beers on tap. One away, top of the order, Doncone at the plate. He fouls off the first pitch. Man, Cabrera's working so fast. I didn't even get the full read in. There was a whole nother sentence I couldn't get in before that pitch. 0-1 count, one down, nobody on as the Rawhide lead by 4 in the third. Doncone, hard ground ball through into left field by the diving third baseman Contasello. Second hit of the day. Torres bobbled it for a second and left, but Doncone stays at first base. Again, second hit of the day for the Quakes. Runner on first. One out, and Chris Newell coming to the plate. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat against Cabrera. The pitch swung on and fouled off his front foot. Cabrera was signed as an international free agent in September of 2021. He's originally from the Dominican Republic and just 20 years old. He'll turn 21 in May. The pitch. Called strike at the letters. Newell thought it was outside, but it is an 0-2 count now. Cold strike 3 on the outside corner. Newell knew that one was a strike, and he'll sit down for the second out. And his second strikeout of the day. Two away, runner on first still for Kyle Nevin. Runner on first is still Don Cohn. Rawhide lead 4-0, top of the third. The pitch. A strike on the outside corner. Cabrera so far has thrown 41 pitches, 26 of them for a strike. He has the glove at his right ear. Now delivers a pitch low and out. So again, he was signed in September of 2021. He was able to get one game in that year in the Dominican Summer League. He threw just two innings in that appearance. So this is technically his third professional season as the pitch is popped up into deep right center field. Jones underneath it makes the catch, and that will end the inning. Going into the bottom half of the third, Rawhide still lead 4-0. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Bottom half for the third inning. Batting for the high, second base one, Andrew Pintar.
Bottom of the third, Rawhide lead 4-0. Andrew Pintar, the second baseman, leads it off. He takes a strike on the low outside corner. Infield shifting to the right against him. He tries to check his swing on a low pitch in the dirt, but a home plate umpire, Jabril Jeter Abdullah, says he did go around. Don't know if I completely agree with that call, but he does have a better angle than me. The pitch. Lined to the second baseman, Azara, who comes in and makes the catch. It was a very soft hit line drive, so much so that Azara had to come in to make sure it wasn't going to hit the ground before he got to it. One away. And here is Christian Cerda. He hit the two-run blast in the first inning to make it 3-0. Pitch misses low and outside. One oh, misses low again. This is Hubeck back on the mound for his third inning of work. He's over 45 pitches thrown now, as that pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Cerda thought it should have been a ball. Two one, off speed that misses low. A hitter's count for Cerda. He's now batting .250 on the season. He entered the game batting .211, so that's how little at-bats we still have early on in the season. He jumped up 40 points. The pitch is popped up, towering pop fly. The center fielder, no, it's going to be the shortstop, Doncone, who makes the catch in shallow center field. I think that ball went higher than it did go farther.
Heading to the plate. Third baseman.
Two down.
Gavin Contesello.
Nobody on, and Gavin Contesello was batting from the left side. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Contesello went down swinging in his first at bat. Pitch misses low in the dirt. Ball one. No wind here in Visalia. A beautiful day and a packed house here. The pitch misses high and in. We were expecting well over 1,000 people here today, and I know too. Some of the Quakes fans who are listening, that might not sound like a lot of people, but this is a small ballpark. We cap out at about 2,600. The pitch. Swung on, foul tipped into the glove. Count is now 2-2. Now, one of the reasons, of course, that these fans are here is it's the first Friday night home game for the Visalia Rawhide. But also, every Friday home game, we are going to have a jersey giveaway. The 2-2 popped up. Foul territory, but it will reach the stands on the third base side. So this Friday, was our home jersey giveaway. So a home jersey replica giveaway presented by the Sean team. If that sounds familiar, it's because the Sean team also sponsors our mound visits. There's the jersey. Nice shot, JT. Way to find it. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Swung on and missed, strike three. Contesello waves at a high breaking ball for the final out of the third. That's the first 1-2-3 inning of work for Hubeck, but the Rawhides still lead by four as we go into the fourth inning. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Rawhide lead 4-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Lorenzo takes the ball one inside. Lorenzo, the designated hitter today. He did single in his first at bat. Cabrera back on the mound. A deep fly ball to right field. Johnson going back. He watches it go. A solo shot for the designated hitter, Lorenzo. That got out of here in a hurry. And it is the first run of the day for the Quakes. Lorenzo's second home run of the 2023 season makes it a 4-1 game in the top of the fourth inning. Only the third hit of the day for the Quakes as well. Nobody on, nobody out, and Galiz at the plate. The pitch. Missing low and outside, ball one. Low outside ball two. Galiz batting 133 on the season. There's a strike on the inside corner. In the last half inning, I started to talk about those replica jerseys giveaways, and I spoke to JT. For those of you who are newer to the broadcast, know it's early in the season as well, as that pitch is fouled off. If you listen to our home games, you'll hear me talk to JT a lot. He's our technical director, producer, graphic designer. I think that's it. He basically does everything except commentate the actual game, so he's the reason why all this looks so good here. Here's the pitch. It's low in the dirt, ball three. Count is full, nobody on, nobody out. And again, those jerseys are presented by the Sean team. That's the reason why 250 of them were given away at the gates to the first 250 fans. The pitch popped up into center field. Jones comes over to the left of second base and makes the catch. One away. Nick Bittison now coming to the plate. He's batting from the right side. I wasn't sure if Bittison was going to be on the Quakes roster this year. He ended the year with them after being drafted in the fourth round out of Virginia Tech. He swings at the first pitch, and it's fouled off the third base side. But I first saw Nick when he was just 18 years old in Nashua, New Hampshire. I broadcasted a few games for the Nashua Silver Knights, which is a summer collegiate wooden baseball league in New Hampshire. And Bittison was about to start his freshman year at Virginia Tech, so it's always great to see him here. The pitch swung on and missed strike two. Now, of course, I don't think the Rawhide and the Quakes are facing each other again until about, I want to say, June. So for Bittison's career's sake, I hope I don't see him again after this series as he takes the ball high and inside. One ball, two strikes. The pitch swung on and missed strike three. Bittison goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. It's another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria and Tap Room. They're located here in downtown Visalia. For more information, visit planningmillpizza.com. Two away, nobody on, and Dooney, the first baseman, coming to the plate. 4-1 ball game, the Rawhide lead. And it's the top of the fourth inning. Dooney fouls off the first pitch. Dooney batting 294 on the years. He takes a ball inside. Dooney did strike out looking in his first at bat. Pitch just misses low. Two balls and a strike. Cabrera working quickly. The pitch is fouled off towards the Rawhide dugout on the third base side. No more sunlight on the playing surface. The 2-2 misses high, ball three. Still very light blue sky. You can see there. And this is just perfect baseball weather as we wait for the 3-2 pitch. Cabrera delivers. Ground ball to the shortstop. Pena has it. The throw to first retires the inning, but the Quakes are on the board. A solo shot by Lorenzo, his second home run of the year. It's a 4-1 ball game going into the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Daniel Torres leads it off for the Rawhide. He fouls off the first pitch he sees from the new pitcher on the mound, Christian Romero. Romero is in relief for Peter Hubeck. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. The pitch. Two hopper to the third baseman. Betancourt fields it. The throw to first. One away. That'll bring up Sergio Gutierrez, who's batting from the left side. Gutierrez struck out swinging in his first at-bat.
First baseman, Sergio Gutierrez.
First pitch to him. Just misses low. Ball one. A strike. Gutierrez moved his hands out of the way, but he did not think it was a strike. Thought it was a little high, maybe inside as well. Romero, right-handed pitcher, he delivers. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. So he's the second pitcher of the evening. Peter Hubeck threw three innings, giving up four earned runs off of three hits while walking two and striking out five. Hubeck is in line for the loss. And there you can see Christian Romero, number 31 for the Quakes. 1-2. Misses outside. Count is 2-2. The Quakes today are sporting their alternate road uniforms. Gray pants with the blue jerseys and white trim. Rawhide wearing their traditional cream uniforms. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Gutierrez goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Two away, nobody on for Brett Johnson. Rawhide still lead by three. Bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch is swung on and missed. Johnson walked in his first at bat. One popped up left side out of play. Romero last year was in the Arizona Complex League with the Dodgers. He's originally from Mexico and was signed as an international free agent back in 2021. He will turn 21 years old in December of this year. Right-handed pitcher, 6'3", 195 pounds. No balls, two strikes. Pitch to Johnson, coming high and in. Romero in his second appearance of the year. No wins, no losses. Has a 4.50 ERA. 1-2. Ground ball to the first baseman. Dooney picks it up. A foot race to the bag, but he beats Johnson by two steps. 1-2-3 inning of work for Romero in relief. Rawhide still lead by three as we go into the fifth inning. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
First pitch to Kenneth Betancourt is a called strike. The Rawhide lead 4-1 in the top of the fifth inning, and Cabrera is back for his fifth inning of work. Another strike to Betancourt, high outside corner. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Cabrera delivers, popped up. Right field side, Johnson giving chase. It's heading towards foul territory, but he makes the catch in fair territory, about 2 or 3 feet from the right field fence down the foul line. One away.
And to play for the Quakes, second baseman, Jose Izarra.
Cabrera has now thrown 4 1/3 innings for the Rawhide. That matches his last appearance against Lake Elsinore. Pitch to Izarra is a strike, and Cabrera right back on the mound. 0-1. There's another strike. I mean, my goodness, this is his fifth inning, and he seems more crisp than he did in the first. He's over 65 pitches now, and there is movement in the Rawhide pen. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Izarra goes down swinging on three pitches. Another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. Strikeout number 6 of the evening for Cabrera. That ties his most this season as well. Pitch is fouled off by Doncon, who's at the top of the order for the Quakes. Two away, nobody on. The top of the fifth, and the Rawhide still lead 4-1. Doncon today has walked and singled. Pitch is a strike. He is one of two Quakes batters to reach base twice. The other one is Lorenzo. 1-1, fouled off, third base side. One, two, coming high and in, 2-2. So Cabrera, this is his third professional season, but his first full season. Again, he was signed in 2021, only threw in one game there. And then last year, he was in extended spring training, Arizona Complex League, and then came to the Rawhide. Two Hopper, two Pena, the shortstop backhands, and the throw to first is low in the dirt, but cannot be picked by Gutierrez. The low throw puts the runner on, Almost a 1-2-3 inning of work for Cabrera. Gutierrez couldn't make the pick there. Gutierrez is naturally a catcher. He hasn't transitioned to first base, but now he plays first and catcher. And unfortunately, that will be the day for Jose Cabrera. So unfortunate. If that was an out, he would have been in line for the win, but he cannot complete the five innings. It'll be Will Mabry on the mound for the Rawhide in relief for Jose Cabrera. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, Mabry will inherit a runner on first with two outs and the Rawhide leading by three in the fifth inning. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Will Mabry, the southpaw, in relief for Jose Cabrera. He faces Chris Newell, and ball one misses low and outside. Duncone, the runner on first. He reached on the throwing error by Manuel Pena. That is the first error of the day by either team. The pitch popped up. Shallow left center field. Jones coming in. So is Torres, but Torres, the left fielder, makes the catch in shallow left center to end the inning. Rawhide still lead by three as we head into the bottom of the fifth inning. We're halfway through this one, and you're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Juan Cornejo, the designated hitter, leads it off for the Rawhide in the bottom of the fifth inning. They lead 4-1 over the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. First pitch swing is Corniel. It's lined right into the center fielder Newell's glove for the first out of the inning. Top of the order, Manuel Pena stepping to the plate. He has walked and struck out looking today. Christian Romero still on the mound for the Quakes. This is his second inning of work. He's faced the minimum through an inning and a third. The pitch. There is a strike, an off-speed pitch from Romero. Romero, the righty from Mexico, delivers a strike on the high inside corner. Count is 0-2. Romero has thrown two innings so far this season. They came in one appearance. 0-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Pena goes down swinging on three pitches for the second out of the inning. Two away, nobody on, as Drew Jones steps to the plate, who has an RBI single and is also grounded out to second. In those two innings in his last appearance, Romero gave up one earned run off a home run. It was just one hit that he gave up. Struck out two and did not walk a batter. First pitch to Jones is a strike. The pitch. Foul tipped. Count is now 0-2. Jones had the first hit of the day for the Rawhide, brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Romero delivers. Foul tipped. Jones stays alive. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. 0-2. Misses low, ball one. Infield shading to the right against Jones. As is the outfield, there is a huge gap in left center field. My goodness. The 1-2. Soft ground ball, two hopper to the first baseman. Dooney picks it up, tosses to the pitcher Romero, covering first to end the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Romero in relief. The Rawhide lead 4-1 as we go into the sixth. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Kiss Cam, the Lakes Video Bar, and Valley Strong Ballpark.
It's the top of the sixth inning. The Rawhide still lead 4-1, and Will Mabry back on the mound for the Rawhide. The southpaw delivers, and the pitch is swung on. Deep fly ball to left field, but a foul ball. Did not have the distance for a home run, but off the bat it looks pretty good. It's Kyle Nevin at the plate. He's batting .462 on the season for Rancho. So Mabry came in relief in the last half, rather the last inning, for Jose Cabrera, who threw 4 2/3 innings. Cabrera gave up 1 earned run off of 3 hits. He walked 2 and struck out 6, and it's so unfortunate that he is not in line for the win here. Mabry delivers, and the pitch misses outside. So the reason he's not in line for the win is obviously he did not pitch 5 innings, and that is needed in order to be eligible for a win. And the reason he's not eligible isn't because of him being taken out due to number of pitches, as that pitch misses low, but it was because he had a ground ball that was going to end the inning. The throw from Pena was low in the dirt, and Gutierrez could not pick it out, and that is the reason, the throwing error from Pena is the reason that Cabrera is not in line for his first win of the year. Pitch misses low, ball 3. Now, Rawhide fans are kind of used to that, not necessarily the error part, but last year there were a lot of times where pitchers were one out away from being eligible for a win, but because of their pitch limit, they had to be taken out. Pitch is fouled off, count is full. One time in particular that I remember was Liam Norris last year. I mean, he was just in such a groove. If you let him, he probably would have pitched the entire game, knowing Liam Norris, but due to the pitch count, he had to be taken out as that pitch misses low, ball 4. Nevin draws a leadoff walk to start off the top of the sixth inning. And now here's Thyrone Lorenzo, the designated hitter. He has singled today as well as hit a home run. He's the reason the Quakes are on the board 4-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Mabry, in his first professional season, he was drafted last year out of the University of Tennessee. The pitch just misses low. After he was drafted, Mabry had double knee surgery. The pitch is a strike on the low inside corner. Count is even at 1-1. Now, when he first told me that, I thought, oh my gosh, you must have been in a serious accident or a crazy injury. Nope, just wear and tear from pitching in college, apparently. The pitch is fouled off out of play, and it'll reach North Gidding Street on the first base side. Count is now 1-2. So he had double knee surgery and was unable to pitch in the Arizona Complex League. And they send him straight to Visalia for his first professional team. Pickoff attempt at first base, and Nevin takes a few steps back. He's back safely. Mabry, in his fourth appearance of the year for the Rawhide, entering today's game with a 9 ERA, no wins or losses. The pitch misses low. Count is 2-2. In his 3 appearances, he's thrown 3 innings, giving up 3 earned runs off of 7 hits. He's walked 2 while striking out 5. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Fly ball into left field. Torres has no idea where he is. He can't see it. Jones coming over. It hits off of his glove. He can't get to it. Nevin is rounding third. He'll stay there as Jones gets it in quickly. Runners on second and third. Such an unfortunate situation. Torres didn't move. He put his hands out saying, I have no idea where it is. Jones, with his speed, comes over, almost makes the catch right in front of the video board, but it was a deep fly ball, warning track depth. Again, Jones making a really nice effort. He almost made the catch standing up, but it hit off of his glove. And all of a sudden, there's two runners in scoring position for the Quakes. Nevin on third and Lorenzo on second with a double. First pitch swinging is Galiz, popped up right side into the pasture, the CSDA pasture. At Valley Strong Ballpark.
Ball. Take it to the general score. Get a coupon, free sandwich for Portisa. Slice and finish for 50 years.
Galiz has grounded into a double play, and he's also flied out to center field. There's that play from Jones where he almost was able to make it. That pitch just misses low. For those of you who are listening, not watching, you'll just have to trust me on how far he had to run. One-one. Swung on and missed strike two. Pitch is fouled off. First base side again. Maybe Mabry throws a fastball, curveball, slider, and a changeup. And the southpaw was drafted last year out of Tennessee in the sixth round. 1-2. Foul tipped into the glove of Cerda. He holds onto it. Strike three. Galiz goes down for the first out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by The Mill, located in downtown Visalia. Weekly specials including Family Night on Thursdays. The Mill, in crust we trust. One away, two runners in scoring position still, and Nick Bittison steps to the plate. He takes a ball low and in. Bittison has grounded out to the pitcher and also struck out today. He's batting 176 on the year with an RBI. Could get a few more here. The runner on third, Nevin. On second, Lorenzo. The pitch fouled off out of play behind the first base grandstands. Mabry delivers. Popped up first base side again. One, two. Infield shading to the right. The pitch. Tries to check his swing, but he does go around on a low and inside pitch. Strike three. That is back-to-back K's for Will Mabry. Another strikeout brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria. In crust we trust. So a walk and a double followed by two strikeouts is how we have runners on second and third and two outs in the top of the sixth inning. Rawhide leading by three. First pitch misses outside to Dooney. Dooney has struck out looking and also grounded out to short. There is a right-handed pitcher warming in the pen for the Rawhide. One oh, swung on and missed. Outfield shading to the right, outfield to the left. 1-1. A strike on the low inside corner. Nice framing by Cerda behind the plate. Not to mention a great pitch from Mabry. Mabry one strike away from getting out of it. It was runners on second and third and nobody out. Now two outs. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three as Mabry screams towards the third base dugout. Three consecutive strikeouts with runners on second and third keeps it a 4-1 ball game as we go into the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket.
Andrew Pintar leads it off. He takes ball one outside. Bottom of the sixth inning, Rawhide lead 4-1 in game 4 of 6 in this series. Romero back on the mound. Swinging is Pintar, but it's dribbled foul, third base side. The pitch. Low in the dirt, ball two. Pintar today has grounded out to second as well as lined out to second. You can tell what he's doing with that outside pitch. Frankly, it's what you want to do with an outside pitch. You don't want to pull the ball to the left side. So that pitch misses just high, ball three. But unfortunately, it's going right to the second baseman, Azara. He's made a few nice plays on Pintar's balls. The 3-1. Lined into left field, a base hit. Pintar rounding first. He's looking at the ball, and Nevin, gets it into second base for the first out of the inning. First hit of the inning goes to Andrew Pintar. Beg your pardon, I said that he was out. He definitely is not out. That was a line drive into left field, a base hit. No doubt about it. Beg your pardon there. But Pintar is on first. Nobody out. And Cerda at the plate. He takes ball one outside. Cerda had the two-run blast in the first inning. First home run of the season for the Rawhide. After that, he popped out to short. 1-0. Strike on the outside corner. One-one, slow ground ball, third base side, but it is foul. I know it's early to be talking about playoffs, but, you know, we do have the first half and second half champions. For those of you who are new to the California League and some rules in minor league baseball, the way that playoffs work, because there are so many players that come in and out of the system here in the Cal League, we have a first half champions and a second half champions for each North and Southern division. The pitch comes inside. Pintar takes a large secondary lead. The throw down to first. He's back safely. So the Northern division in the Cal League is Modesto, Fresno, San Jose, and Stockton. In the South, it's Lake Elsinore, Rancho, Inland Empire, and Visalia. The first half champions, which I believe ends in mid-June. That's the end of the first half as that pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Cerda goes down swinging for the first out, bringing up Conticello. The team with the best record in the first half has the playoff berth for each division. And then the team with the best record in the second half, your record is wiped clean when the second half starts. So with the best record after the end of the second half, they also make it to the playoffs. If the same team has the best record, so if the first half champs also has the best record in the second half, then it is the second best overall record Condicello swings and misses at the first pitch. Count is 0-1. So because of that, it's not too early to start talking about playoffs. 0-1. Pitch is a strike. Rawhide right now are 1-5. And they're in the Southern Division. Lake Elsinore leads the division. They're undefeated, 5-0. The pitch. Lined. Shallow right field. Bittison comes in. He's not going to be able to make the play. It lands in front of him for a base hit. Pintar advances to second and stays right there. Condicello with his first hit of the day. Runners on first and second. One out, and Daniel Torres coming to the plate. Looking at the scores around the Cal League, Lake Elsinore trails in Inland Empire 1-0 in the fifth inning. Stockton trails in Fresno 3-2 in the fourth, and San Jose trails Modesto 3-2 in the bottom of the third. Pitch misses outside to Torres. Infield at double play depth with one away and runners on first and second. The pitch. Grounded foul, third base side. Pintar, the runner on second, has a lot of speed, as does Condicello, who's on first. Bottom of the sixth inning, Rawhide lead 4-1. Pitch from Romero. Comes in, almost hits Torres. This is the first time that Romero is working with runners on in this game. This is his third inning of work, and he faced the minimum through two. 2-1. A strike at the letters. Two balls, two strikes, one out. The pitch. Misses inside. Ball three, an off-speed pitch from Romero. Romero, glove at the belt. Checks the runner on second. Now delivers. Ball four high. Torres draws a one-out walk, and the bases are loaded for the Rawhide. On third, Andrew Pintar. On second, Gavin Contasello. And on first, it is Daniel Torres. And here comes Sergio Gutierrez. But first, the pitching coach for the Quakes, Sean Coyne, will go out and have a conversation on the mound with his pitcher and catcher. Rawhide lead 4-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Let's take you through this inning so far. Romero, in his third inning of work, he gave up a leadoff single to Pintar into left field, then struck out Christian Cerda. Then Gavin Condicello singled into right, and Daniel Torres just walked to make it bases loaded. You can see a right-handed pitcher is warming in the Quakes bullpen. Number 29, LeVon Reynoso, is warming in the pen, but he's just starting to get up and throw. Here's Sergio Gutierrez batting from the right side. Beg your pardon, from the left side, a switch hitter for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. Misses inside, ball one. Bases full, one away. Rawhide have not scored a run since the second inning. They have five hits on the day. The pitch is popped up behind home plate, but it will reach the stands. The pitch. a strike right at the knees. Pitch to Gutierrez is swung on and missed. Strike three. Gutierrez goes down swinging for the third time this evening. Two down now. Base is still loaded as Johnson comes to the plate. Johnson also batting from the left. The pitch misses inside. Ball one. Base is still full. Two down. Rawhide lead by three in the sixth. One oh. Misses low. Infield shifting to the right. Johnson today has walked and grounds it out to first. The pitch. Inside. Ball three. A 3-0 count with the bases full. Nowhere to put him. If you're Johnson, you might be searching for a walk here. Or at least being very selective with the next pitch, maybe two pitches. Romero kicks. Inside ball four. Johnson draws a two-out, bases-loaded walk to pick up his first RBI of the season. Rather unconventional and anticlimactic, but he gets his first RBI. As Pintar crosses home plate, it is now a 5-1 ball game. Rawhide lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. That's the first time they've scored since the second. Now the runner on third is Conticello, on second is Torres, and on first is Johnson as the designated hitter Corniel comes to the plate. But first there will be a pitching change. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be LeVon Reynoso on the mound for the Quakes. He'll inherit the bases full with two outs as the Rawhide lead 5-1 in the sixth. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Juan Corniel at the plate, batting from the left, right-handed pitcher Reynoso on the mound. First pitch fouled off. The bases are loaded with two outs, and the Rawhide lead 5-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Reynoso steps off. I think that was his second disengagement, which means he cannot do it again in this at-bat unless it results in an out. 0-1. There's a strike on the outside corner. The pitch comes in and hits Corniel. The Rawhide score another run without putting the ball in play. That's the second of this inning. They lead 6-1. Base is still full and top of the order at the plate. It's Manuel Pena. Pena has struck out twice and walked. Now, quick check from the athletic trainer, Akinori Maeda, as it looks like the catcher, Galiz, was banged up just a bit on that hit by pitch. It hit Corniel and then hit his hand. So I don't know if they're going to tape it or what. Let's go through this inning. Romero came in for his third inning of work. He gave up a single to Pintar, then struck out Cerda. Single to Conticello, runners on first and second. He then walked Torres to make it bases full and one away. Gutierrez struck out for the second out. Then Johnson walked to score a run. Bases still full with two outs. That's when Reynoso came in, and Corniel was hit by a pitch for the second run to score in this inning. Bases are still full as Pena is up at the plate. We are still waiting for the catcher Galiz to be done taping his hand. So the runner on third is Gavin Conticello. The runner on second, Daniel Torres. And on first is Brett Johnson. You can see there he's, I don't know if they're taping his hands. Maybe it's bleeding. Could have been kind of skinned by the ball. And I think that is what happened, is there's a Band-Aid there. So it's not so much that he was in so much pain he needed some help, but you're not allowed to be bleeding on the field. And they're going to have Reynoso throw a few warm-up pitches, just one, and now we are ready for Pena. First pitch to Pena, bases full, two down. Rawhide lead 6-1. Reynoso kicks. Pitch is fouled off. There's another swing and miss. Count is 0-2. And time is called by Pena. Reynoso, in his second appearance of the season, he's thrown an inning and two-thirds, giving up one hit while striking out two. The pitch is swung on. Fly ball into right field. It'll one-hop the wall. One run will score. Here comes the second. They will hold Corniel at third. And Manuel Pena has his second and third RBI of the season and his first double of the year. Pena down 0-2 in the count, finds an inside pitch to drill into right field. And that makes it 8-1. Rawhide lead in the sixth inning. Here comes Drew Jones. Two runners in scoring position for the right-handed hitter. Two outs. Pitch to him. A strike on the outside corner. This is the ninth batter to come to the plate in this inning. Rawhide lead by seven in the sixth. The pitch. Misses low. 1-1. Runner on third, Corniel. On second, Manuel Pena. One-one. Misses outside, ball two. Two-one. Lined foul towards the Hall of Fame club, the McUltra Hall of Fame club, down the right field side. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The 2-2 swung on and missed a strike three, but is dropped by the catcher. He'll have to throw down to first base to complete the strikeout, and he does so successfully. But the Rawhide score four, and they lead 8-1 as we go into the seventh inning. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Top half of the seventh. Third base spot, Kenneth Bettencourt.
Kenneth Bettencourt leads it off for the Quakes in the seventh, and it is Eli Saul on the mound for the Rawhide. First pitch misses low, ball one. Saul in relief for Will Mabry. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch misses high, ball two. Saul is the third pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. Rawhide lead 8-1 in the seventh. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Two, one. Strike. Inside corner again. Count is even at 2-2. Mabry through a scoreless inning and a third. He gave up one hit, walked one, and struck out three. Speaking of strikeouts, Bettencourt goes down swinging for the first out of the seventh. Another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. The Planning Mill is a proud sponsor of Rawhide Baseball. Visit the Mill for award-winning artisan pizzas, farm fresh salads, gourmet sandwiches, and 21 craft beers on tap. That is strikeout number 10 for the Rawhide pitching staff. That pitch is a strike. They have now struck out 10 or more Quakes batters in the last three games, including today, as that pitch is fouled off. On Wednesday, they struck out 20. Yesterday, they struck out 15. And now here today, it is 10 strikeouts. 0-2 to Azara. See, fouls it out of play behind the first base grandstands. Will Mabry got into some trouble back in the sixth inning. Walked the first batter, then gave up a double. Nobody out, and runners on second and third, then struck out the next three batters that he faced. Two hopper to Pena, the shortstop, throws to first a little high, but Gutierrez keeps his foot on the bag. Two down. Two up, two down for Saul to start off the seventh, but here's the top of the order, Ryan Doncon. He has reached base three times today in basically every way possible. A walk, a single, and an error. The only other way would be a hit by pitch. I don't think there's really any other way you can reach. The error was on the shortstop, Manuel Pena. That's the only error of the day for either team. 0-1. Called strike at the knees. Saul, glove at the belt. He delivers a pitch that misses high. Saul, 6'5", 215 pounds, originally from Canada, drafted by the D-backs out of Sacramento State. Last year, ground ball is foul down the third base side. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Two strikeouts in the inning for Saul. A 1-2-3 inning of work. And it's stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide lead 8-1. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Rawhide lead 8-1 over the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Andrew Pintar, who led off the last inning, will lead off again. 9 Rawhide batters came to the plate in the sixth. Pintar tries to check his swing, but he does go around, and I think it was also going to be a called strike either way. The pitch misses inside, ball one. Pintar today has singled into left, also grounded out to second and lined out to second. 8:22 local time, just nearing the two-hour mark here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. Taking a look at the scores in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Hillsboro leads Everett 4-3 in the sixth inning. Amarillo lost 13-10. And Reno currently leads Sacramento 9-2 in the eighth inning. Pitch misses outside, 2-2 count. Reynoso, glove at the chest. Here's the pitch, fouled off out of play. And it lands in North Gidding Street. There is another broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text Justin at Vision Glassworks. 747-2000 for a free quote. Pitch to Pintar, misses low, ball three. And finishing off the D-backs organization with all the scores around the org, the Diamondbacks lost to the Marlins 5-1 today. Payoff pitch to Pintar. Ground ball to the first baseman. Dooney picks it up. He'll tag first for the first out of the seventh. Christian Cerda now steps to the plate.
And to play for the Hyde is the pitcher, Christian Cerda.
Cerda hit a home run back in the first inning. Since then, he's popped out to short and also struck out swinging. First pitch misses outside. And by the way, we have a few defensive changes for the Quakes. I beg your pardon for not seeing it earlier. Puerta is at second base, and Howard is now at first base. So it's not Dooney there that made the play. It is Howard. Pitch misses. So again, the second baseman is Jorge Puerta. And on first, Gage Howard. There's a strike. 2-1 count, one away, nobody on, with the Rawhide leading 8-1. The pitch swung on and missed strike two. Reynoso, in his second inning of work, he came in the last half inning with the bases loaded and two outs. He hit a batter, gave up a double, and then struck out a batter. 2-2, outside ball three. Reynoso, 6'1", right-handed pitcher, 185 pounds. He's 24 years old. Will turn 25 in August. The pitch, cold strike three on the inside corner. Cerda took three steps towards first. He thought it was ball four, but no, the home plate umpire, Jabril Jeter Abdullah, calls him out on strikes.
Third baseman, Kevin Contencillo.
Looking at the replay, Cerda leaped out of the way, but it's called strike three. The second out of the inning, Contencillo swings and misses at the first pitch. Reynoso was signed as an undrafted free agent last year. Originally from New Jersey, as the pitch is out, fouled off. No balls, two strikes. Oh, 2. Fouled off. And it looked like it hit the forearm of the catcher, Galiz. He's taking a bit of a beating back there now. Already has a bandage on his throwing hand. This time, the ball hit his glove hand. Contasello at the plate. O2. Popped up, third base side. Betancourt underneath it. And left field grass and makes the catch along the foul line to end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Reynoso, but the Rawhide still lead 8-1 going into the eighth inning. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
It's the top of the eighth inning, and the Quakes trail the Rawhide 8-1. Gage Howard is at the plate. First pitch from Saul misses high, ball one. So the changes that we had in the last half inning were wrong. I beg your pardon. We'll get you through the new ones soon. That pitch misses low. At the plate is Howard. Howard actually came in for the center fielder Newell. So that's why he's batting now. Dooney stayed in the game, moved from first to second, and Puerta came in at first. So those are the moves. The 2-0 is a strike on the outside corner. Pitch is swung on, fly ball into left center. Jones going back and makes the catch about 5 feet from the warning track. One down.
Step into the warning left fielder, Kyle Devon.
One away. Nobody on in the eighth inning as Kyle Nevin steps to the plate. He's walked twice and also flied out into center field. Pitch is lined fair down the right field side, just barely fair. Johnson will pick it up in the corner. Nevin heading for second, thinking about three, but he'll stay there, which is a good decision as Pintar gets the relay in. A one-out double. Perfectly placed down the right field line. I mean, it hit the chalk.
Designated hitter, Tayron Lorenzo.
I think one of our polls is in the way for you to see that perfect replay, but from my point of view, the chalk just burst into the air. It was hit right on the line. Runner in scoring position for the Quakes. They trail by 7 in the eighth inning. Lorenzo, the designated hitter at the plate. He tries to check his swing, but he does go around. 0-1 count. The pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. Saul has a sinker, cutter, changeup, and a slider. He sets, checks the runner on second, peers in and kicks. The pitch misses low and in. Saul this season for the Rawhide with a 3 ERA. This is his third appearance out of the pen. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three, an off-speed pitch that Lorenzo waves at for the second out of the inning. Another strikeout. Brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria in Crust, we trust. Jesus Galiz batting from the right side. Still a runner in scoring position. It's Nevin on second, but two away in the eighth. Saul in his two appearances prior to this one. As that pitch comes in and it hits the home plate umpire square in the mask. Runner takes off for third. So what happened was that pitch has so much movement. Cerda missed the ball completely with his glove. That noise that you heard was it hitting the home plate umpire, Jeter Abdullah, directly in the face mask. And Nevin cruises over to third on what I assume will be a pass ball. But, I mean, that had no deflection at all. That directly hit him in the mask. And he says he's okay. The runner is on third now on the pass ball, and Glee's at the plate with a 1-0 count. Pitch is fouled off. One-one. Pitch to Galiz, fouled off into the netting again. Saul kicks. Drilled into center field. It lands for a base hit. And Nevin will score the second run of the game for the Quakes. It's now an 8-2 ball game. In the top of the eighth inning, RBI single for the catcher, Galiz.
Now batting
right. Nick Bittison stepping to the plate now, batting from the right side. The pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball. Third baseman Contesello picks it up on the infield. Grassy can't keep it in his glove completely, so he'll hold on to it right there. Infield single for Bittison. Again, Contesello crashing in hard. Bittison runs well, and he didn't have it in his glove completely, almost like a snow cone, if you will. But see if we can see it on the replay here if you're watching with us. Contesello picks it up there, and you can see he looks at his glove. It looked like he almost thought that he missed the ball and didn't realize he had it in his glove. Again, that is the single. For Bittison, runners on first and second with the Rawhide leading 8-2. Pitch misses outside. One oh count, two away. It is Dooney. Towering pop fly in the infield. Gutierrez underneath it. And he misses it in the infield. They're going to see if Bittison will have to retreat back to second base. He thought that Galiz should have been scoring on that play with it being two outs. Just keep on running. He didn't do so. So the bases are loaded. Two outs. Runner on third is Galiz. On second is Bittison. And Dooney reaches on the dropped ball by Gutierrez. You just saw that he overran it completely and lost the ball in the night sky. Movement in the Rawhide pen now. So Bittison is lucky. He almost was out at second base because he kept running. Again, it was two outs. Keep running until you're told not to. And Galiz did not do that. He stopped at third. He probably could have scored. That was how high that ball was hit. Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, out to have a quick conversation on the mound. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Rawhide do still lead. 8-2. The pitch swung on and missed by Kenneth Betancourt. Betancourt foul tips it into the glove of Cerda. No balls, two strikes. Here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Betancourt strikes out to end the inning. The Quakes strand the bases full, and they still trail 8-2 as we go into the bottom of the eighth inning. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Check your tickets. Again, that lucky number is 184-009. Right to Cucamonga now. Pitching number 10, Gabe Emmett. Now batting for the Hyde. Left fielder, Daniel Torres.
Daniel Torres takes the ball. To start off the bottom of the eighth inning, Rawhide lead 8-2. Gabe Emmett on the mound for the Quakes. And Shoemaker out to say something very quickly to Jabril Jeter Abdullah. Here's the pitch. It comes inside, ball two. Right-handed pitcher still warming in the pen for the Rawhide. I think it's Alfred Murillo. Torres at the plate with a 2-0 count. And Emmett now steps off. And time is called. And they're saying that's a pitch clock violation. So Wait, now it's a 2-0 count. He definitely put a 2 up. Pitch misses. That's ball 3. So I think the first pitch did not count. Torres is now trotting down to first base, thinking it's ball 4. I'm confused. None of the umpires are disagreeing, so it was ball 4. Welcome to Rawhide Baseball, man. So I beg your pardon. I had the count wrong because I think the home plate umpire at first put a number 2 up when I saw for the pitch clock violation. As that pitch is a strike to Gutierrez. And I think Torres heard him and saw the number 2. So that's why I thought maybe it was ball 3. But Gutierrez, the on-deck batter, said, hey, man, you got first base. That was ball 4. The pitch is swung on. 2-hopper to the shortstop. Duncone throws to second, on to first in time. A 6-4-3 double play.
Heading towards the plate is right fielder Brett Johnson.
Brett Johnson now stepping to the plate with two away and nobody on. He has walked twice today. Rawhide lead in the bottom of the eighth inning, 8-2. The pitch. Called strike on the high outside corner. Oh-1. Off-speed pitch in there for a strike. Beautiful pitch. Again, it is Emmett on the mound. He's in relief for Reynoso. Fourth pitcher of the evening for the Quakes. Call to the bullpen brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. 0-2 is swung on. A high fly ball into center field. It'll stay in the yard. Howard makes the catch to end the inning. Rawhide lead by 6 there. 3 outs away from their second win of the season. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Puerta at the plate. Alfred Murillo, the new pitcher on the mound as he delivers a strike to the outside corner. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescom. Rescom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. As that pitch misses, low, ball 1. Murillo is the only Rawhide pitcher with a win this season. He was the pitcher that threw in the ninth inning in their win on Wednesday night. The pitch bounces in the dirt in front of home plate. Count is 2-1. Two balls and a strike. The pitch to Puerta is fouled off. This is his first at-bat of the game. He came in defensively at first base in the seventh inning. Two, two. Swung on, ground ball to the second baseman. Pintar has it. Throws to first, one away. Broken back, ground ball. Rawhide two outs away from their second win of the season.
Now batting is their shortstop, Ray DeGonda.
First pitch swinging is Doncone. Count is 0-1. Fouled off into the netting behind home plate. Count is now 0-2. Murillo this year, a 6.75 ERA. He's thrown an inning and a third, giving up one hit and a run. Swung on, deep fly ball, right center field, but Johnson comes over and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Again, I am going to safely say this now. I don't think there'll be a jinx. If there is, just get the Rawhide to fire me at this point. But we'll be not having a post-game show whenever the Rawhide win. We do a interview on the field, so I'll be sprinting out of the booth to go do that. The winning pitcher today will be Will Mabry, and the losing pitcher will be Peter Hubeck. The pitch misses low, ball one. If you're watching on MLB TV, stick around for the post-game interview. We're going to try to have Christian Cerda on with us. For those of you listening at RawhideBaseball.com and on the First Pitch app, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this ball game. First pitch will be tomorrow at 6:30 for game five. The pitch is swung on and missed. The batter is Howard. One, one. Low ball two. The pitch. Foul tipped into the glove. And just like that, the Quakes are down to their final strike. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Time is called. Pitch clock violation on Murillo, so now a full count. Time was called again. The pitch misses high, ball four. So because of that pitch clock violation, Howard walks. Now, Kyle Nevin steps to the plate, batting from the right side. Batting 462 on the season. He's walked twice today and doubled. Rawhide lead 8-2, one out away from their second win of the season. Hard ground ball, fair down the third base side into the left field corner. Howard rounding second. He's heading for third. Shoemaker's going to send him. Here's the throw home. They got him at the plate to end the inning and end the game. Rawhide win 8-2. Tomorrow's first pitch will be at 6:30. Thank you for listening and watching today's game. You've been watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.